And then the next morning you get about 4 o'clock and you take your big glass of oil. And she had that soup ready for you after that oil wakes on you. And you're good to go. Yeah, indeed. She was a good old nurse.
Did you try these remedies on your children?
No, they wouldn't let me see. They wouldn't. I gave Madeline Lee castor.
Uh-huh.
I'd give them castor, but I never did make up the pills for them. If I want to give them a caramel tablet, I'd buy them from drugstore.
Uh-huh.
That's what I used to take, the caramel tablet from drugstore. I didn't know how to make up any. My grandma didn't try making up caramel. She'd make the blue mass.
What all went in the blue mass?
You could buy the little sticky gum from the drugstore. That camper, you could buy it. And she just knows how to wrap it, roll it down, and put a little soda on it.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep it on rolling until she get a little peel. She know how big to make and everything. She measured just right. Mm-hmm. And so, but I never did try.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Not that. But I could measure out that cast off and give them that. Yeah, but I can fix it up and you can't taste it. You just put some orange juice in it.
Yeah.
And when you make up your mind to swallow it, you know, it takes people so long to make up their mind, so you just drop a little bit of soda. And when it's, then stir it, when it started foaming, you drink it, and you can't taste it. Mm-hmm. You can't taste it. When it starts to foaming up, it's just like drinking a Coke or something. You can't taste it, kind of stuff. Maybe later on, maybe if you belch it, they could belch it a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you can't taste it when it's coming there. So that's the way I used to think that. Mama used to give it to me in strong coffee. Mm-hmm. That's good to take it in strong coffee so you don't put the sugar in it. Put that sugar in your drink. But the old people believed in the cat. Now these don't believe in it now.
Yeah.
These children now don't believe in it. Don't believe in no castor.
Yeah, no one
uses
the
home. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. No one uses them. The baby born, then they get the baby doctor. That's where they go to.
Say if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying someone died?
Passed away.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Kick the bucket.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
with.
And a place where people are buried.
We call that the graveyard.
Any other name?
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in?
Casket.
And any other names for that?
Mm-hmm. Coffin. That's the old name, coffin. That's what they always say, coffin.
Uh-huh.
And now they got, it's the casket.
You say,
mm-hmm.
When he died, everyone went to the
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And say on average sort of day, if someone asked you how you were feeling, you say, oh, I'm
pretty good.
And say if your children were out late, you were kind of concerned about them, someone else might say, oh, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry about it.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that
rheumatism.
And a disease that children used to get and die from, that choke up,
diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow,
that's yellow jaundice.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation,
appendicitis.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
Not as I know of. But Pinnock been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know any.
Say?
Appendix operation, appendix.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's all I know about. Mm-hmm.
If someone ate something that didn't agree with